You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. As America's baby boomers go marching into their senior years, there has been good reason to wonder and worry if we'll all be coping with large increases in the number of people with dementia. But here's some encouraging news. A recently published study finds dementia rates in this country have dropped between 2000 and 2012. The lead author of that study is here with us now to tell us more. Dr. Ken Lange is with the University of Michigan, where he's a professor in the Department of Internal Medicine, and he's associate director of the Institute of Gerontology. Your study finds dementia rates are declining. By how much, and how did you learn this?
Well, we used a large study that's based at the University of Michigan called the Health and Retirement Study, where we've been following a large number of adults in the United States, about 20,000 adults, 50 and older, since the early 90s. So we used information from that large study to try to understand how many people in 2000 who were 65 and older in the United States had dementia and compare that to how many had dementia in 2012. And what we found was there was a decrease, as you said, in the prevalence of dementia from about 11.6% down to about 8.8%.
And that's statistically something to really pay attention to.
It is, yeah. It's a pretty significant finding. Obviously, any decline in this kind of condition is going to be a good thing for families and for public health. It is a relatively large decline. It is in line with a number of other studies that have been done in the United States and other countries. So it does seem as though there's more evidence that this optimistic trend does seem to be happening both in the United States and other high-income countries around the world.
So what gets credit for this?
Yeah, so it's a fascinating puzzle, I think. Obviously, the brain is a complicated organ, lots of influences, both medical, social, environmental. There's two things that we and other researchers have been focusing on. One is a large increase in education level. So actually, older adults in the United States born more recently have been going to school longer. Basically, after World War II, there was public policies directed at increasing educational attainment in the United States and other places around the world. So for instance, in our study in 2000, people who were 65 and older had about just under 12 years of education on average. Just in that 12 years or so, that average increased by almost a full year, so up to almost 13 years of education.
And I think a lot of us would be startled to hear you say higher education seems to be linked with declining rates of dementia. Why do you think that is?
Right. And again, there's a number of theories, and I don't think we have the perfect answer yet, but I think a number of studies, both in animals and in humans, suggest that the more you use your brain, especially earlier in life, as it's getting wired up and the connections between brain cells are getting set and adjusted, the more you use your brain to think about complex things, the more you're interacting with the world in ways that keep you interested, sort of the stronger your brain becomes.
You're using
the muscle, yeah. I think that's not a bad analogy.
Yeah.
The term, the jargon we use in the neurological world is cognitive reserve, this idea that, again, the more you're using your brain as it's wiring up, the more reserve you're building into it, in some ways like a muscle.
Certainly, there's something to be said for early childhood education and attention to that with what you're saying, because aren't we the most open to everything then?
Absolutely. I think in many ways, education policy and expanding education is in many ways a health policy too, as you're saying. I think early life education has been shown to have a large range of positive effects on people's health, not just on the brain, as we're talking about here today, but in many other areas too, sort of cardiovascular risks, hypertension. Still trying to sort out exactly what the connections are between that, but I think there are pretty good evidence that people who have the opportunity to have education early in life and throughout life seem to have better health outcomes too.
I'm talking with Dr. Ken Lange of the University of Michigan, where he's an associate director of the Institute of Gerontology, about his recently published study finding that dementia rates in the United States have dropped between 2000 and 2012, and that tracks along with studies that have been done elsewhere. And there's also evidence we are doing a better job, aren't we, of controlling and treating diseases that seem to lead to dementia, such as?
That's right. There seems to be a close connection between the heart and the brain, mm-hmm. the cardiovascular system. So obviously the brain requires blood and good blood flow to do its job and to stay healthy. So that anything that sort of affects blood flow, things like high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, things like that. All of those not only seem to have a bad effect on the heart, but also on the brain. So it's a bit of a mixed picture. Even though we have had increases in high blood pressure, obesity, diabetes over the last 20 or 30 years, it does seem that we're doing a bit better job of treating those conditions in a way that decreases their bad outcomes. So treating blood pressure, blood pressures, again, in high-income countries around the world have been dropping over the last few decades, diabetes getting a bit better controlled, high cholesterol also getting a bit better controlled.
This does seem encouraging. I've got to ask, are we baby boomers, because I'm of that generation, are we getting a payoff finally for years of really trying to watch what we eat and work out and not smoke? Is that kind of landing on this?
I think so. Again, I can't say that we are. We have the final word. These are complicated relationships, as we're talking about, but I certainly believe that, and the patients that I work with, I talk with them about that, the importance, again, not that it'll just decrease your heart risk by doing the things you said, especially physical activity, keeping blood pressure well controlled, having a good diet. All of those seem to be important. Another interesting sort of complicated issue around this is that it does seem it's in middle age when those issues are most important for decreasing the risk later in life. So having your blood pressure controlled, you know, in your 30s to 60s, obesity well-controlled or staying a healthy weight in those years, it seems like it's then that those conditions can have an especially significant impact in the brain. And it could be actually, and this is some of the complicated issues here when looking at this topic, that as you get older and sort of in your 70s or 80s, many studies are actually showing that having a bit of extra weight and having your blood pressure a little higher, that might actually be more healthy than having it on the lower side. So again, there seems to be a changing relationship between these conditions and how you treat them and their impact on the brain.
And it also strikes me that amongst the baby boomers, we are not retiring perhaps as early as our parents. So we're still in there slugging, if I might put it that way. Mm-hmm. You think that makes a difference too, in the sense you're not kind of retiring with whatever that may entail, where perhaps you're not as actively involved with complex things?
Right. No, I think that's a great question. And actually some colleagues at the University of Michigan have been studying that question specifically. Does working longer and working at what kinds of jobs longer protect your brain? And it does seem as though there's some evidence that in some international comparisons with the data that we have in the United States and data in Europe, we think jobs that are keeping you interested and that are keeping your brain engaged and allowing you to kind of interact with the world in a good way are more likely to be beneficial long term than a job that obviously isn't keeping you interested, and that might actually, retiring from that job might actually allow you to do some things that keep you healthier too.
Fascinating work and encouraging news with dementia rates from Dr. Ken Langa, University of Michigan Institute of Gerontology and professor in the Department of Internal Medicine. It was great to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you.